Sunday evening, February 4th, and Monitor 68 is with it. I'm Brad Crandall. Coming up later, all of today's action in sports and a peek at the week ahead. Also, the windup live and direct from the Bob Hope Desert Classic Golf Championship. 3 minutes away, a capsule review of what is being called Broadway's best play this season.
See how the fluffy clouds move by.
Famous lighter-than-air family group known as the Cowsills. Next, a Monitor Olympic brief. Visitors to Grenoble, France for next Tuesday's Winter Olympics are in for a little bit of a shock. There is not a single flake of snow there, but plenty of grass in all the public parks. However, don't panic. There is no shortage of snow in the surrounding mountains where the majority of events will be staged. The United States will have the largest team in the Games, 113 athletes. India will have the smallest, one, count them, one competitor. And 37 nations will compete. An Olympic ski jumper faces stiff competition, and he faces raw, biting winter weather as well. When you face raw, biting winter weather, be sure to use ChapStick. ChapStick does more than just help heal dry, chapped lips. Its moisturizing ingredients protect against chapping. ChapStick has been selected for use by the 1968 U.S. Olympic winter teams. Look for ChapStick in the familiar black and white tube now displaying the Olympic seal. Pick one up for every member of your family and use it before you need it. The U.S. Olympic teams do. Hey, it looks like the British have done it again. An Englishman is the playwright who has fashioned a drama which opened to generally warm critical comment this week. Here's Monitor's man on the aisle, Leonard Probst.
A Day in the Death of Joe Egg is the most unusual play to come to Broadway in a long time and so far the best new play of this season. It deals with a British couple who have a spastic child, Joe Egg, a 10-year-old daughter who can neither see nor talk nor take care of her simplest needs. Yet, it is a comedy, a strange comedy, but a most effective one. Joe Egg presents the married couple on stage, played brilliantly by Albert Finney and Zena Walker, with a terrifying problem, how to cope, as they put it, with a living vegetable. This is dealt with straight away by using irony, cutting wit, and original staging that uses a live band on stage. It is carried off with honesty and without a single simpering bit of sentimentality. Albert Finney is exceptional. As the father, he is an incorrigible vaudevillian, a comedian who is always on, a school teacher, deeply affectionate toward Joe Egg, and then seized by such overwhelming depression, he can only go on by resorting to sick humor. Finney indulges in a number of playlets within the play, episodes in which he and his wife carry on a game in which he plays different roles, including giving answers that Joe Egg would if she could. Finney plays the part, for instance, of a Viennese specialist who tells them that their daughter is a living vegetable. He plays the pipe-smoking clergyman who tries to excoriate the devil, but principally he plays the father, a man who is tormented by his daughter and even more by his wife, with her ability to go on caring for Joe Egg and her ability to do it without the need for self-deception. Zena Walker is marvelous as the mother. It may sound strange, but Joe Egg is not somber. It has some of the funniest lines on Broadway this season and some of the most moving dialogue. The play was written by Peter Nichols, an Englishman who has taught school and who has a spastic daughter. Mr. Nichols brings more than his own experience to the play. He brings an astonishing ear for dialogue and an idea for fresh comedy. Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York. That's it from Broadway.
Pretty Petite Petula Clark, singer, garden landscape artist, and instant philosopher.
Life is never what it seems. We're always searching in our dreams to find that little castle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. But someone else in your imagination, you wish that you were standing in their shoes. You change your life without much hesitation. But would you, if you really had to choose?
TD Florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
The final weekend from the Bob Hope Desert Classic Championship Golf Tournament, right after some more great Monitor music. Which is next? You just stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor New York, WNBC New York.
Hello, this is Jim Gerhardt. I'm the new man here at WNBC, and this is what I'll be doing.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this a tattoo place?
That's right.
Do you ever do tattoos on animals?
I have done, yes.
Is it possible to do it?
What do you want, sort of an identification number in an animal's ear or something?
No, I just had this here idea. I don't know if it worked out or not, but I got this pig. And I thought if we could just tattoo pigs with Spalding or Wilson on them and sell them to these football companies, and they just take it off and make football just like it is. We don't have to print anything on it. And we could sell it for a lot of money. You ever do anything like that?
My problem is I don't know much about it.
So please join me, Jim Gerhardt, on WNBC. We'll enjoy putting each other on. Weekdays from 2 till 4.
At 18 minutes after the monitor hour, here's Andy Williams.
Golden sun is rising, emerald birds gliding through a rainbow of red flag. Bringing beauty, holly and his wine.
Today in sports, plus a look at the week ahead. And we'll begin with National Basketball Association results. The New York Knicks downed the Boston Celtics 110-108 for their first victory in Boston Garden since January 1962. The Knicks had lost 25 in a row there. St. Louis tripped Cincinnati 106-100. Detroit nipped Baltimore 117-115. And Philadelphia routed San Francisco 141-117. In the American Basketball Association, New Jersey got by Kentucky 111-109. Some college scores now. Duquesne, 84. Providence, 64. Xavier of Ohio, 87. Georgetown, 68. And in the National Hockey League, Minnesota, 4. Oakland, 3. In auto racing, German-made Porsche swept the first three places in the 24 hours of Daytona. Britain's Vic Elford was behind the wheel of the winning car, which traveled 2,565 miles at an average speed of just under 107 miles per hour. Chris Economaki will have all the details later tonight on Sport of Speed. A cold wave hit the Winter Olympic Alpine Ski Resort of Chamrous, France today, causing considerable freezing of the competition trail. United States coach Bob Beatty called the course terrible and criticized games organizers for failure to clear the track after yesterday's heavy snowfall. Looking ahead, Tuesday the 10th Winter Olympics open in Grenoble, France, with NBC Radio providing coverage daily and on weekends. Thursday, the Andy Williams San Diego Golf Tournament, and you'll be able to hear on-the-spot progress reports on Monitor next weekend. Friday, the United States Track and Field Federation's Invitational Track Meet at Madison Square Garden. Saturday, the United States National Indoor Tennis Championships at Salisbury, Maryland. The National Boat Show at the New York Coliseum, the Bougainvillea Turf Handicap at Hialeah, and two track meets, the All-East Invitational at Baltimore and the Los Angeles Times Meet. And Sunday, the new Madison Square Garden is officially open. And that's what is and will be in sports. Next, Monitor Golf, the Bob Hope Desert Classic, brought to you by Plymouth, where the beat goes on, with the second annual Win You Over sale.
Here's the downtown girl, Petula Clark, for your Plymouth dealer's second annual Win You Over sale.
Last year's Win You Over sale was great. That began with more for 68, yeah. Dressed up Plymouth, trimmed down prices too.
Special savings, now during your Plymouth Dealer's second annual Win You Over sale. Featuring Plymouth Furies, Satellites, Barracudas, and Valiants. Specially equipped, all at specially reduced prices.
Get great savings on 11 specially equipped Plymouths. See your Plymouth dealer now during his second annual Win You Over sale. Now, following a six-second pause for switching, another live report from the Bob Hope Golf Classic at Bermuda Dunes Country Club.
This is Frank Dill from the 18th green at Bermuda Dunes Country Club. The Bob Hope Desert Classic is all over, and Arnold Palmer has won in the sudden-death playoff with the former national amateur champ Dean Beeman. They finished the 90 holes of regulation play in a tie at 348, 12 under par, when Palmer reached the par 5 18th hole in two shots. He then missed the eagle but got the birdie to tie. They went to sudden death beginning on the par 4 15th hole. They both parred that hole. On the 16th, they both drove the fairway. Beeman's approach shot, about 55 feet from the pin off the green. Palmer, 15 feet from the pin on the green. Beeman then sculled his chip over the green, had to chip back to within 2 feet, and that gave Palmer a chance to two-putt to win, which he did. Moments ago, Arnold Palmer came off the 18th green and passed our monitor microphone.
Arnie, NBC Monitor and Chrysler would like to congratulate you on your win today.
Thank you very much.
We just talked to Dean Beeman on the 15th, or rather the 16th hole, the second hole of sudden death. He sort of gave you an opening there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Although, even though he missed the green with his second shot, Dean is noted for being pretty good to get up and down around the greens, and I never thought for a minute that he wouldn't make the par. I really thought he'd make it. I thought I'd have to make the birdie to win at that point. Unfortunately, he... Well, fortunately for me, I should say, he bladed that little shot that was laying in the rough there, and I was probably as surprised as he was to see him do it. I thought that he'd get it down in two, and I thought that to win, I'd have to make the birdie.
Arnie, a key shot for you, I would think, would be your second shot on 18 that gave you a chance at the eagle.
Well, there's no question about that. That was the big shot of the tournament for me, particularly since I had knocked it out of bounds at the 15th hole today.
Now, when you went for the eagle, were you trying to sink it, or did you want to make sure you were close enough for that birdie and a tie?
Oh, no, I was trying to sink it. Of course, I left it short, which isn't very good sign for anything, but I was going with the green a little on the green. I thought the ball would roll a little faster than it did, and, of course, that was part of my problem all week. I was leaving... a lot of those putts just a little bit short when I was going with the grain, thinking it'd be a little faster than it was.
Arnie, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the story. That's the story, then, from the 18th green at Bermuda Dunes Country Club. The winner of the $20,000 first prize, Arnold Palmer, Dean Beeman second, Harold Henning third, tied for fourth, Billy Casper and Tom Weisskopf. They were two shots off. A wrap-up of the 68 Bob Hope Desert Classic. Our producer has been Mike Button, technical director John Cameron. This is Frank Dill reporting for Monitor Sports.
Live and direct reports on the Bob Hope Desert Classic have been brought to you throughout this weekend by Plymouth, where the Win You Over beat goes on. You know, good things are worth repeating. That's why your Plymouth dealer has brought back last year's Win You Over sale for a return engagement. If you're ready for big savings on a great car, see your Plymouth dealer. He's ready for you with his second annual Win You Over sale.
Tune to Monitor, your best bet for weekend entertainment, wherever you are, at home or in your car or anywhere around the country. In and around San Antonio, Texas, we're heard on WOAI.
Right now, I'll tell you what, let's just step aside, if we may, for a word from all our NBC stations, and then we'll be back.
Monitor your Sunday night companion at home or away on the NBC radio network.
It's Monitor, it's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date with news, news and music and quality on NBC.
Monitor certainly keeps you on the go this half hour with World of Wheels, live and direct from California. And one of the world's most famous globetrotters, columnist Bob Considine, checks in 3 minutes from now with a look at some of the reasons why America's become stalled in the space race. I am busy as a bee, Brad Crandall. And here are the equally busy and happy Strawberry Street Singers.
Remember a Christmas morning long ago, the frosted glass, the dancing snow.
Your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
On the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi, we've clobbered the Russians in the space race, but we appear to have run out of worlds to conquer, and with so many worlds left. I'll be back with more on that after this. You know, most of us don't really understand major medical insurance and why we need it. So here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Most people have some insurance that helps pay the average hospital bills. But what about the major expense of a sickness or accident that requires extended hospital and home care? That's the need that Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection helps you meet. It helps pay the big bills. Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection can pay up to $10,000 in benefits for each one in your family, for each sickness or accident. It can help pay for hospital, doctors, and surgeons' bills, drugs, nursing, and medical services, both in and out of the hospital. Who needs major medical protection? Everyone who can't afford $10,000 in medical bills. It's good protection against rising medical care costs and worth adding to your present insurance. See your local Mutual of Omaha man. Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
10 years after the United States launched its first satellite, the 31-pound Explorer No. 1, and on what amounts to the eve of our attempt to send men to the moon, we have become becalmed in the vast sea of space. So sort of lost in the horse latitudes. At least that's what top space scientists like Wernher von Braun seem to think. The prime reason, they say, is the constant gnawing away and whittling away by Congress of the space appropriation. The distinguished engineers, with their eyes on the distant stars, cannot find bifocal glasses powerful enough to observe right here on Earth that Congress will always consider the space budget as fair game in any budget-cutting hunt. Space is for the birds, most people think, and Congress, of course, takes advantage of that. So as of now, the only projects left on NASA's schedule are the manned moon flights and two efforts ticketed for 1969 to land unmanned spaceships on Mars. The projects are limited by the state of the art, of course. We cannot exactly plan now to send men deeper into space if we plant a figurative flag on the face of the moon. There's a little matter of distances. The moon is 240,000 miles from us. A 5 or 6 day round trip for the Project Apollo crews. The next more or less habitable stop on the Space Express is the planet Mars. Let's say 34 million miles out there. As sophisticated as the present equipment is, it would need 15 months for a round trip. The longest we have ever kept men functioning in space is 2 weeks. Last Wednesday marked the 10th anniversary of the launching of Explorer No. 1 in the humiliating wake of Russia's pioneering Sputnik 1 and Sputnik 2, which carried aloft the dog Laika to the dog's eventual death from suffocation in space. The box score since that time has been most impressive, and on our side, the United States has orbited 500 satellites, twice as many as Russia, has hit the moon successfully 13 times to Russia's 8, and our lunar satellites have returned 100,000 photographs to Russia's 100. We've racked up 2,000 hours of manned spaceflight to Russia's 530 hours, and our astronauts have spent a total of 12 hours outside their capsules to the cosmonauts' 20 minutes. We trailed for some years in the size and power of our boosters, but the Saturn V, our moon rocket, towers above anything the Russians have ever devised. But now we're stalled, von Braun says. Stalled, and we've barely dipped our big toe in the endless sea of airy nothingness in which we wallow. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Most Mutual of Omaha policy owners are paid within 24 to 48 hours after they apply for benefits. When an independent research company asked, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" of the thousands of policy owners replying, 97% said yes.
Mutual of Omaha pays fast.
Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen next weekend when On the Line with Bob Considine will again be brought to you by Mutual of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Chronic diseases is our number one medical problem. More than 26 million Americans, men, women, and children, are afflicted by such chronic conditions as cancer, arthritis, polio, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, cardiac conditions, and Parkinson's disease. Many of these sicknesses are a result of old age. It is a problem which is becoming more acute as our aging population grows larger. It is a problem most of us will face someday, and it is a problem which many of us are facing today. Funds are needed for research in chronic diseases. Funds are needed for rehabilitation of the chronic sick, for medical care. Your contribution to Jewish Chronic Diseases Hospital, Brooklyn, New York, 11203, will help carry on essential medical research and rehabilitation of the chronic sick. Remember, that's Chronic Diseases, Brooklyn, 11203.
Here's Anita Bryant's latest ballad, Yellow Days.
I remember when the sunlight had a special kind of brightness, and the laughter held a lovely kind of brightness. Yellow day. He would hold me and a smile spread around the world completely.
pause of 6 seconds now as we switch live to Pomona Fairgrounds, Pomona, California, for one of Monitor's newest features, World of Wheels with Keith Jackson.
Hello, everybody. Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. We are nearing the climax of the 8th annual NHRA Winter National Drag Races here at the fairgrounds in Pomona, California this afternoon, and it's been 3 solid days of records, speeds, elapsed times, and attendance. Prime reason for this would obviously be there is a record purse for the event, more than $110,000 in prize monies to be split before tomorrow morning. As we move toward the final exciting moments of the Winter Nationals, it would seem worthwhile to reflect back for a moment to a tragic happening during the close of last year. Mike Sorokin, a fine young driver, was killed when a clutch assembly exploded in his AA fueler. That is noteworthy because the tremendous speeds they are beginning to turn already in 1968 indicate that the pressure and the power will be far greater as we go through 1968. No one was more shaken by the incident than the man whose company made that clutch, Carl Schieffer. I asked Carl just a few minutes ago if the assembly, which collapsed on Sorokin, had been opened after delivery from the factory.
It was opened, and to my knowledge, it was altered to what they felt were the right specs and then put in the car.
And your recommendation to all those who use your equipment or anybody else's clutch equipment, to leave it alone as it comes from the factory?
I would leave it alone and check with the latest NHRA specs when running, because they have rulings for clutch assemblies, they have rulings for the housings, and I believe if they go by these specifications, they won't have any problem at all.
Also here at the Winter Nationals today, Carroll Shelby, and today he signed Don Prudhomme to a contract to drive the Ford-powered AA fueler owned by Lou Benny of California under the Shelby banner. I asked Carroll Shelby why he has made the move into drag racing.
About 3 months ago, Keith, we split the Shelby companies up into several different companies. One of the largest which came out of this was a Shelby parts company. This company manufactures high-performance parts for the Fords, and most of these are used on the drag strip. We felt in entering a car and being associated in the competitive end of it that it would give us visibility and would be a good advertising thing to get into at this time.
Carroll Shelby, you know, everybody knows automobile engines can't talk, but in their own way, they can tell you things about themselves. For instance, when your engine starts using more than a quart of oil every 1,000 miles, or when your exhaust pipe starts leaving a trail of blue smoke behind it, your engine is actually telling you that wear has set in. And if engines could talk, they'd also tell you what to do for engine wear. They'd say, add a can of Wynn's Charge. Charge checks engine wear. It stops oil burning, stops exhaust smoking, restores and maintains compression, quiets noisy engines, brings back the power that the years have taken away. So the next time your engine tries to tell you something, listen to what it says. Ask the man to add a can of Wynn's Charge. To get a charge out of your car, you gotta put one in. I'll be back to check on the Winter Nationals winners in just a moment, but right now, let's switch to David Boddington and the final results on the Daytona 24-Hour Continental.
Well, Keith, it's now in the record books. For the first 3 cars wearing Porsche insignias, Vic Alford of England, along with his German teammates, rode their 907 to victory, followed by 2 identical 907 prototypes. The Porsche's smallest cars ever to win this race streaked across the finish line hundreds of miles ahead of the fourth-place car, a Shelby Ford Mustang driven by Californians Jerry Titus and Ronnie Bucknam. Alfa Romeo, returning to serious competition for the first time since the early 50s, finished 5th, 6th, and 8th. Only 32 of the starting 64 cars endured for the 24 hours. Average speed for the winning car, 100.697 miles per hour. That's about 2 miles an hour off the record, but it was faster than the winning Ferrari of last year. Perfect weather brought out a crowd of about 25,000 for this, the first major event of the 68 endurance racing season. Let's go back now to the Pomona Fairgrounds for a wrap-up on the Winter Nationals.
Thank you, Dave, and here's the way it happened. At the 8th Annual Winter Nationals, James Warren winning the AA Fuel Championship, 204-plus miles an hour. Top gas goes to Gordon Collette, Portsmouth, Ohio, 187 miles an hour. Super Eliminator to Rich Galley, 193 miles an hour. Super Stock Al Janicek in a 68 Ford, 98 miles an hour. The Competition Eliminator, Gene Snow, 117 miles an hour. The Street Eliminator, Bo Law, 117 miles an hour, and the Stock Eliminator Championship to John Barkley. He drove a 1957 Chevrolet at 79 miles an hour. Those are the winners at the Winter Nationals. And that wraps it for this edition of Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Pomona, California, reporting for Monitor.
Listen to World of Wheels every Saturday and Sunday evening on Monitor. And later tonight, hear another of Monitor's auto racing features, Sport of Speed.
Just keep tuned to Monitor.
For the best in the nation's most popular music, too. Like, for instance, this one by Jack Jones.
If you ever leave me, believe me, just smile when I fall. The world will still keep turning. Without you, life goes on. And spring will be returning. Each
theater was robbed of an entire safe containing $560 cash. Everybody thought it was pretty funny because, well, the movie house was currently running Bonnie and Clyde. And the film's publicist also alertly told all wire services, suddenly suggesting that the culprits just might have been a man and a woman wearing the clothes of the 1930s. The manager didn't think it was funny. He said, well, you know, even the detectives seemed to find it funny. Before they even asked us any questions, they asked about Bonnie and Clyde. But what's really scaring the manager is next week when they're running King Kong.
Thank you.
Al Hertz Group and Manhattan Safari. Take a safari around the nation and the world next with NBC Monitor News on the Hour, covering the people and events making news at this moment. This is Brad Crandall.
See you too. The latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
This is Big Wilson. Remember, measure for measure, you get more. Mornings on WNBC. As the WNBC news staff and I keep you informed of what's happening with interviews and phone calls to the nation's newsmakers, you keep me informed of your opinion by calling on Plaza 78866. Mornings from 6 to 9. We act on and you react to the news in a bigger way on WNBC.
Are you a young lady who's looking for a career which offers advancement, satisfaction, and travel? Such a career can be yours in the Women's Army Corps, a proud and important part of the Army team. You'll find that advancement is the rule, not the exception. You'll have the satisfaction of knowing that your job is important to your country, and you'll have the opportunity to travel throughout the free world. Want more details? See your local Army recruiter. 8 o'clock, news time.